Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
U.S. weaponry on the move.
We're shipping over additional security assistance to the Ukrainians as we speak.
Warning about right-wing extremists.
Credible and specific plans to attack the power grid.
Big Poppy's ticket to Cooperstown.
I feel so thankful and grateful.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Nearly 80 tons of American weapons arrived in Ukraine last night as Russian troops launched new exercises near the country's border. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says President Biden warns Russian President Vladimir Putin will be personally sanctioned if he orders an invasion.
President Biden was blunt about what he called the enormous consequences of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
If he were to move in with all those forces, it would be the largest invasion since World War II. There are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
The Senate minority leader offered rare praise of the president's strategy.
It appears to me the administration is moving in the right direction.
While Republican Senator Lindsey Graham urged the administration not to waste any time sanctioning Putin and other Russian officials.
Don't wait for the invasion. Sanction him now.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Even as the diplomatic efforts continue, the U.S. military is looking at its options, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
I'm not ruling anything on or off the table here going forward. We continue to examine a full range of military capabilities available to the United States.
That includes the possibility of putting more U.S. troops on alert to deploy to Europe as Russian President Putin continues to beef up his troops.
He continues to add to his force capability in Western Russia and in Belarus. We've seen no signs of de-escalation.
With more on the U.S. military assistance, here's Holly Williams in Kyiv.
Last night, a delivery of nearly 300 Javelin anti-tank missiles and other munitions.
This is just the latest shipment in $200 million worth of emergency military assistance from the U.S.
But even with American help, Ukraine is still massively outgunned and outnumbered by its giant neighbor.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a potential escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports the power grid could be a target.
The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,500 plants and nearly 500,000 miles of high-voltage lines. It may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments.
The World Health Organization says there were 21 million new COVID cases reported globally last week, highest weekly number recorded since the pandemic began. The number of deaths, more than 50,000. In the U.S., the seven-day average for deaths is nearing 2,200 a day, highest in almost a year. CBS's Chris Van Cleve in Oklahoma City has more on how hospitals are coping.
This morning, Oklahoma hospitals are at the brink. Every ICU bed in the state's capital city is full, with dozens of patients waiting for one to open.
I try to treat each patient like they're my family. Then it happened to my dad.
ER nurse Nicole Green will spend 12 hours today at a hospital slammed by COVID, as her 61-year-old father, Brett, battles for his life at another.
It's hard knowing and seeing what I've seen, and then knowing that my dad could die.
What would you tell dad right now?
I would tell him to keep fighting.
It's a fight playing out hourly in ICUs and hospitals across the Sooner State, prompting four of the largest hospital groups to warn residents in an open letter the Oklahoma City healthcare system is at a breaking point and pleading with people to get vaccinated and boosted. Statewide, less than 55% are fully vaccinated.
The Justice Department is reportedly investigating the fake slates of electors that falsely declared Donald Donald Trump, the 2020 winner, in 7 states that Joe Biden had won. In Tennessee, Democratic Congressman Jim Cooper is retiring. He says there's no way he can win re-election under the new district map drawn up by state Republicans.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
In what's believed to be a first of its kind in this country, San Jose, California is requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance. Mayor Sam Liccardo.
This would require every gun owner in the city to have insurance, just as every driver has to have insurance to use a car. We would be funding violence prevention with a fee that would be levied on gun owners.
But opponents who fought the city council on this plan to go to court. The Coast Guard is looking for 39 people missing for several days off the Florida coast after a capsized boat allegedly used for human smuggling was found. One man who was rescued says it set off from the Bahamas on Saturday night and went down in bad weather. Rising prices can be seen in every aisle of the supermarket, but orange juice is outpacing inflation. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez reports growers in Florida are poised to have their worst harvest since World War II.
It's called citrus greening, a disease afflicting Florida orange groves spread by an invasive insect.
All the roots are going to go first. So when you have no roots, you have no leaves, no fruit.
Brian Farina's family established this grove near Orlando 70 years ago. It's hard for him to imagine that the state is forecast to have its smallest orange crop since before the Farinas laid down roots here.
When you hear numbers like that, it is devastating.
Demand for orange juice grew nearly 50% at the start of the pandemic. So prices for orange juice concentrate, already up nearly 14%, will likely climb higher.
The popular power hitter known as Big Poppy is headed to baseball's Hall of Fame. CBS's Peter King.
He was feared as a slugger. Revered as a teammate, now David Ortiz is going into baseball's Hall of Fame, elected in his first year on the writer's ballot.
I feel so thankful and grateful for being able to accomplish what I was able to accomplish, and thanks God, you know, the career that I have.
That included getting on base nearly 40% of the time and slugging 541 home runs.
Not getting in their final year on the ballot, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Allegations of steroid use have doomed them. After a weekend of upsets and wild finishes in the NFL, the league now says those 4 divisional round playoff games had the highest average viewers on record, with 38.2 million tuning in on TV and digital platforms.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
They say love has a price, and this year that price could be higher.
With inflation, we've had to pay more for everything from cars to groceries to clothes. Now, with Valentine's Day coming up, the sweet treats and flowers are also expected to be more expensive. Supply chain issues could translate into problems for flower shops in Anna, Illinois.
It's been very difficult to order some flowers.
Lisa Lowe, owner of the Enchanted Garden Florist, says she's not sure what this year will look like, but she's looking at the bright side.
We are limited to what we can get, but we're making the most, and since we're designers, we can take can make something almost out of nothing.
Lowe says she can get roses, but the price is higher. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Heirs of Pablo Picasso are embracing the latest craze, crypto art. They're selling just over 1,000 digital art pieces of one of his ceramic works that has never been publicly seen before. Picasso's great-grandson calls it a bridge between the worlds of fine art and NFT. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.